Charlotte.
And I'm Keeps.
And this is Your Mum, a podcast all about shining the spotlight on our bonkers boomer mums, from their wisdom to their wackiness.
Each week we delve into a different topic, sharing what our mums taught us and their opinions on the world as they see it. Hello.
Hello.
Sex.
Don't we laugh?
That's how I want to start this episode. To break the ice with Charlotte. She can't. I can't believe how frazzled it makes you.
Physical reaction.
Is that how you physically react to sex? So I think you should see someone about it.
So yeah. Sex.
You said it, well done.
Thank you.
So today's episode is all about sex and our mums.
Which made for a very painful conversation on my part.
Yeah.
But not on your part.
No.
Because your mum works in sex.
Right, I'd like to clarify that Mulva is not a sex worker, although there's nothing wrong with being a sex worker.
Absolutely
in my
not.
Humble opinion. I've never had... Should we just go straight into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think for a lot of people, talking about sex and, you know, that kind of side of relationships with their parents is very uncomfortable. But from the beginning, me and my mum had a really good relationship and we would talk about it really easily. And that is due to the fact that my mum, when she, 3 years before I was born, she specialised as a sexual health nurse. So I would hear all about the goings-on in Southeast London.
Was she in a clinic? Yeah.
Yeah, she was in a clinic. She was in a few clinics. And they weren't ones too near to where I went to school or lived or anything. But, it was very interesting. But it made it, a really open conversation in my house. But what about,
I want to ask more questions about Morves and what she came home with and the stories. Was she
what she came home with from the clinic.
Was she so I got an example.
Yeah, so should I...
You.
Do you want me to be really graphic?
Yes, please.
So me and my brother will never forget that there was a spell that all my mum ever talked about was the custard that she would see in girls' vaginas. And to this day, I can't eat custard.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she'd be like, do not, always wear protection. Do not, go around. And she would say it to my brother, don't go around sleeping with all these girls. She never know what they're going to give you. And I'm like, also boys.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Was she'd... there a wrap it up before you tap?
Wrap it before you tap it.
Isn't that a saying?
Before
was that something the NHS?
That's my favourite saying, shooting up the club.
Oh, yeah. My mum's going to be appalled if she ever listens to this, honestly.
Is she? When did you first talk to Leslie about sex?
Today? Just the weekend gone? No, generally.
No.
I was like, we're going to go on a dog walk, so I don't have to
look
at you. No, we went dogging. We went on a walk because I didn't want to look her in the eye. When I guess what? We're going to talk about this week, Mum. It's sex.
She said it that high as well.
And she said, I can't talk about that.
But she knows that that it's a thing.
She does know. Yeah, she does.
Because you're here.
Yeah. But she, throughout my childhood, we never had the conversation. No birds and bees chat, nothing. Wow. We'd casually allude to it, maybe other people having sex, but never this is what happens, this is the biological stuff, this is contraception.
She didn't talk about contraception with you?
No. And she was like, oh yeah, but you just learn it in the playground, don't you?
In the playground.
I was like, a test and learn situation.
You're just going up to kids hey, what do you know about contraception?
Actually, Beanie Babies was how I first learned about sex.
Did you rub them together or something?
My friend did, and then he was like, oh, they're having sex. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Cool.
See, I don't remember even learning about sex. My mum's, when I asked her about it the other day.
Because you always knew.
Just to me, I always knew. And then I just was born knowing. But she said that she remembers asking me when I was 8 or 9, do you know what sex is? And I said it's when a man or a woman cuddle when they love each other or whatever. And then she was like, oh, yeah. And then when I was a bit older, she taught me about how babies are made and the technical details. It's when a sperm meets a egg. Oh my god. Etc.
Or another sperm. Yeah. Oh no, wait, no.
No, that's
never.
To make a baby.
Oh god. This is like chicken in the poo in the chicken all over again.
Oh gosh. When an egg meets another egg. But yeah, I just always knew. Did you? So you didn't tell your mum when you first had sex
or
anything?
Oh god, no.
Really?
No.
Oh, I sat my mum down.
Like, she picked me up, but
from
she
your
didn't.
Sex day.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I was, oh my God, that was a day and a half. Like, I went to help her at an exhibition at the NEC.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of walking around, be like, had sex. Had sex. It were like all these mannequins that I was carrying for her. And then, obviously, I was really hungover because I had to get very drunk to have sex.
Okay, right.
And then sicked up all in the car park.
Oh,
so that was a good day.
Yeah, what a great day.
No regrets, though.
No, well, I'm glad. Oh, that must be horrible if you have regrets. But, yeah, no, I sat my mum down. I remember she was watching Coronation Street. And I was like, Mum, I think you need to turn the telly off just for a second. Or, like, pause it. It was, like, Sky Plus or whatever. And I sat her down on the sofas that she still has now. And I went, I think I'm ready to have sex with my then boyfriend.
Oh, it was even before.
Yeah.
Event. Oh my god.
And she was like, yeah, do you have condoms? Like, do you want to go on the pill? Like, do you want to, obviously, because she's very much an advocate of being on the pill and using condoms until you're 100% sure that you like somebody. But yeah, she was just basically, how can I help you with this
customer service?
Yeah.
Excellent.
She said, how can I help you with this? And like,
oh,
are you
God.
Sure you're
5-star rating,
you're ready? And she spoke to me about the emotional side of things. She was like, you're going to become a bit more emotionally attached to him. Are you sure that he's like a good guy and that you want to, you know, do this with him, and that he's the person that you want to like give that to? Because it's like, she isn't, as much as she's a sexual health nurse, she's definitely very much like, that's, it's a special thing.
Oh, see,
give.
My mum's not.
Really?
And she's not a prude. It's really weird. Neither of us are prudes,
no.
particularly. But we just don't like talking about it.
So you're like freaks so in the like, sheep, but then when it comes to talking about it, you're like, nah.
Because she was like, oh, I've had one that stands. Oh, it's fine.
Oh, really?
So she went, for her, it was never like, I need to tell my daughter how important sex is. And then I think that maybe is what's quite nice about it, because I don't think sex is that important.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's made me think it's not that important.
Yeah. And that's,
I mean,
probably why you
didn't
have a chat.
Are,
yeah.
But yeah, that's probably
because
why
it was
not chat. Because she was just like, oh, it's just a part of life.
Yeah.
You learn it from your friends in the playground, blah, blah, blah. She knew I was like,
but isn't
sensible.
That funny though? Because our mums are so different in that aspect. But then, so my mum's like very talkative and wants to communicate about it. But she is quite a prude.
Yeah.
And she was so, like, she told me when she was younger, her mum didn't teach her about sex. Or she had, like, chats with her, but kind of alluded to it and never really directly sat her down. But all she knew is that if you had a lot of sex, you were slaggy. Like, and guys would never want to marry you if you had too much sex. So she married the first guy that she slept with.
Oh my gosh.
Because she was like, I'm a good girl.
She didn't try before. Oh, she tried before she.
Well, I don't actually ask her about that. And I feel like she wouldn't want that out there.
Fair.
Whether she did or not.
Fair.
But I know that she definitely,
aww,
like, got with him because it's my sister's dad. And, yeah, she was like, he will respect me more because I'm such a good girl. But then that never worked. So then she was like, oh, I'll just take.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to swear.
Mom said no F-bombs.
Oh, no.
I'm to cut it.
No, it's it's fine. Well, I don't know if it'll be fine. Anyway, I might be disowned after this episode. But yeah, she was, well, yeah, anyway.
So how old is your mum and my mum? They're similar age?
My mum's 66.
Yeah, I think mum's 66, something like that. So they were brought up, seems like, in the same kind of way, like, their parents didn't talk to them about sex.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, oh my god, no, like, Betty would died if I'd have like talked about my sex life with her. She used the expression, we kept everything under the carpet, but she meant rug.
Oh my
but
gosh.
She's quite like, for all her not talking about sex, like, she went to art school, she's quite loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
She was like, what's your, like, I didn't say what's your number. I was like, what do you think is an acceptable number for like people to sleep with? And she was like, oh, like, their 50s. Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. I don't know if that's reflective of you, but like, good on you.
Good
She's
for
like,
you.
Yeah, one night stands, no problems.
Oh, yeah, no, my mum's not like that. Like, I'm sure she wouldn't, like, look down on me. Like, she, because she's had to meet people from all walks of life and she's had to be very non-judgmental for her job. But it's not a, you know, go out there and show them what you got kind of vibe. It's very much like, be careful. Don't get custard discharge. Don't meet any dicks that aren't, you know, condomed up. It's more like that kind of practical advice than actually the number of people that I would sleep with.
Mm.
But yeah, it is very interesting. I don't know if it's like maybe part of the Caribbean British culture as well, a little bit. Like, because the way that my mum was with her, like she said something like, she said, oh, I've got the quote here, she said, my nan first told me, my mum, about starting her periods and then explained the birds and the bees, but this was the 60s, and then when I started my period she explained that in Jamaica they didn't use sanitary towels, they just used clothes that and towels and then they rinsed them out and dry, like that's the kind of vibe that they were going in. So it's a completely different time.
What a kerfuffle.
Can you imagine?
What's so free bleeding into clothes?
Into clothes
and
towels.
And then just washing it and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
that's like putting in that, having a sanitary napkin. I've heard about them.
Yeah, I think that's literally what it was. But yeah, completely different time. And she said that my nan explained what happened between men and women. And actually, when we were talking about this the other day, my nephew was in the room, but he didn't hear, he was like watching like Ninjago or something on telly. That's a thing. You just make it up. It's like a Lego thing. But my mum turned and she went, Jackson, it's my nephew's name, do you know what sex is? And he's 9. And he went, it's when a human and another human.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I went,
he's so progressive.
Yes, that's so progressive. I was so proud of him. He's like, it's
check
when
him
human and another human get together. And they love each other, which is still progressive. But anyway. And then my mum went, do you know how babies are born? And he went, it's when two humans come together and the woman has a baby. Or you can get kids or babies. And we went, oh, how'd you get them? And she was like, oh, adoption. But he just didn't get to that part yet.
Got you.
But yeah, I was like, oh, that's what they're teaching them in schools. Because
that's very refreshing.
Did you have sex education?
Probably. I may have blanked out, but I don't think so. Only in like, I remember one video about horses having sex, and I was like, this is not like.
Did you see horses having sex?
That's like not, that's bestiality. No, it's not. But it's not appropriate for like, if that's how you're teaching sex, that doesn't seem quite right. It seems like a dangerous path to go down.
I'm just lolling at the idea of someone showing bestiality.
Yeah,
everything's acceptable.
Wheeling
now, guys.
Out that old TV on the big wheels and
saying,
"Oops,
just getting red
oh, that's
by
my
horse.
Personal VHS."
Oh gosh, yeah. No, right we never had. Well, my mum used to gave me leaflets to bring into.
Yes.
Called Four Boys and Four Girls. Did you?
Sounds like another porno. Four girls, four guys, three cups.
One
magic
horse.
Tricks. Horse comes in.
Pizza box. No, it's like four boys and.
Oh my god! I thought you meant nine.
Like, not the number four. It's for boys and for girls.
Huge misunderstanding there.
No, your mind goes.
Down very wrong. You see, I'm not a prude.
Like, oh gosh, you saw my Pornhub that from last week. Yeah, it was these leaflets that showed like the anatomy and stuff, and I remember my mum giving them to me and saying, give them to Mr. Dicking.
Are you doing this on purpose?
No, that was my science teacher's name. And I was like, hey, go, Mr. Dickens. This is for boys and for girls. And we had to give them out, and it was awful. And everyone was like, Keisha's mum brought in sex leaflets and stuff.
Did you come in and do a talk or anything?
No,
or
he asked her to, and I said, I will probably jump out the window.
Because I love in sex education. Are you watching it?
Yeah, Jean.
Mm.
Yeah,
she's my favourite mum.
Yeah, my mum's not like Jean Milburn.
No.
Maybe like a Jamaican, less liberal version. Because the way that she's like kind of messed up Otis in that, my mum definitely messed me up a bit. Like I've put way too much of a...
on a pedestal.
Yeah, on sex in like my teens and stuff. So, yeah.
Going back to how uncomfortable me and mum feel talking about sex, like we can't even watch people kissing on TV, we realised, as we were doing this awkward dog walk. And I was like, yeah, I feel really uncomfortable about it. Normally I just make a tea, even if it's in front of my boyfriend. I can't.
Wait, it's just you and your boyfriend?
Yeah, it's just me and Steve, and I'm just like, I can't, I don't want to watch. Love Island is very triggering for me. Thank God they haven't had sex this year.
It's just the kissing noises.
Yeah, that too.
Because you hate the noises. Yeah,
people eating.
People's faces.
People's faces. And then holding hands. Public.
No, really? And
public displays of affection.
Do you don't like seeing people hold hands, or you just don't like holding people's hands?
No, I like holding people's hands. It's still right for me, jeez.
But you just don't like anyone else having any love or affection with other people?
No, especially on public transport. The day. Oh my God, it's so awful on public transport.
Yeah.
The noise, this.
Well, it's more when they're in your way.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch a sex scene with my mum and dad, but I could see like people kissing
once
stuff.
Though I did take my granddad to see Brokeback Mountain without realizing quite how graphic that was gonna get,
did
but
Dennis,
I think
like
quite eye-opening for him. What do you mean, did he loving it? He was like, oh, and I was like, oh my God, I was trapped in an aisle, I couldn't get out, so I couldn't make a cup of tea.
No, it's
in the cinema.
Yeah,
can't even go to the toilet. I was just like, oh my God,
do you remember that film Bruno?
Yeah.
My friend took her granddad to see that.
We could do another podcast series of making our granddads watch inappropriate things.
I could be, because he does like the windmill with his penis in that film. And she's like, yeah, it was so uncomfortable. So, I know. Okay, should we get to our dog, Marry Avoids?
Oh my
now?
God, yeah.
I feel like that was so quick.
Four guys, four girls.
One horse. Okay, so we've got the next snog, marry, avoid. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel. Oh, she's a German Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump and Boris Johnson.
Donald Trump and Boris Johnson.
Yeah, snog, marry, avoid.
Are you having a laugh?
You have to pick one.
No, I mean...
You have to pick one to snog. You know how to do this.
All right, so... Angela Merkel, Boris Johnson and...
Donald Trump.
I actually would snog Angela Merkel.
All right, Merkel.
Merkel.
Wow, okay.
And I'm not a lesbian.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I would find I would feel more affectionate to her.
Okay.
Because she's a woman and she's done quite well where she's. I know she's had her ups and her downs, but I like the way she operates in Germany. I've gone out there while she's been the prime
leader.
The leader of the country. And we've been out there.
Yeah.
And it was pleasant. It was nice and clean and different.
You know, ups and downs.
Yeah, there's ups and downs.
Okay. So you're going to snog her?
Yeah.
Fine. Who are you going to marry? Boris Johnson or Donald Trump?
No, I'm not marrying Donald Trump.
So you're marrying Boris Johnson?
I'd find a way of controlling him.
Okay.
All him need is a little control, right?
Okay. And then you're going to avoid Donald.
Avoid him?
Yeah.
Oh, you said avoid.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I got that wrong.
Right, wait, so you're going to snog Angela Merkel?
No, can we change it all up again? No.
Why? So what would you rather do? Just say it now.
All right, I'll say it now. I think I would avoid Boris.
Right. Okay, yeah. And then marry Donald Trump.
No, Keisha, I'm getting confused. It must be my hormones. No, no. Can you start again?
And this is Leslie's Snog, Marry or Avoid.
So we're going to play this game called Snog, Marry, Avoid again, okay. like we played last time. So the three people that you have to choose between are Donald Trump. You don't need to write it down. Angela Merkel.
Right.
And Boris Johnson.
Yeah, okay,
so you've got to say who
yeah.
you're going to snog,
yeah.
who you're going to marry, and who you're going to
I probably
kill.
Snog, oh my God, Donald Trump. Marry Boris Johnson. And
what?
Well, I wouldn't want to
avoid
marry.
Angela.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to marry Donald Trump, would I?
No.
So, you know.
But yeah, I guess that
you
is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Okay, cool.
Thank you for listening. This has been Your Mum.